Sabrina Carpenter and Bedcam is 25 to 7. It's Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM Morning Gang. Welcome back after your bank holiday weekend. There's a load of you up and about this morning. I think we're all back to normal now. Back to school, back to work, back to college, back to the roads.
Yeah.
So it is pretty busy out there this morning. Lads, I've been to Edinburgh about 15 times. It's the most beautiful city in the world and the nicest people ever.
So nice.
I'm glad Vic enjoyed it. And that's Cammy from Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Who's on the old WhatsApp this morning.
I think it's quickly become my favourite city in the UK. And that takes a lot for me to say that.
So you can fly out of Cork Airport and you're there in an hour.
You're literally in the air for an hour.
Wow. Okay.
But it's there's real similarities to Ireland there.
Really?
As you would expect there would be. Yeah. It's Celts and Gaelic, but even just as you're flying over the country, as you're flying to land, it's like looking out the window of a plane when you're looking at Ireland. It's beautifully green and it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous country.
What about the Scottish man? Were you talking to any nice Scottish lads?
Yeah, I was. They're nice, you know. They're like Irish fellas.
But see, you're saying that they casually go around wearing kilts. They're not off to a business meeting or bagpipe practice or anything.
They're going down the shop to get a pint of milk, lad.
In a kilt?
Yeah. Whatever you want.
I don't know. I've never worn one. I don't know if I'd enjoy it. Maybe the old ventilation would be refreshing.
I'd say it would be.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, I mean, it was really hot over there. It was the same weather it was over here last week. It was like 22, 23 degrees.
Okay.
And they're going around and they were wearing like the long socks up to the knees with the tassels on the side.
So can you wear a pair of trainers with a kilt? Or does that look gammy?
I don't know.
You've got to have the hiking boots on, don't you?
Yeah.
You've got to look like you're about to go into war with the British.
You have
at
to.
All moments.
Exactly it.
Yeah.
They were wearing brogues with the socks and the kilt. But as I said, on the top half, then it was just whatever you're having yourself.
Fantastic.
A hoodie or a fleece or a whatever.
Yeah. I told you the story before, did I, of a buddy of mine years ago who was in the Braveheart movie.
Oh, that's right. Tell us again.
So when they shot Braveheart, it was a Wicklow or water? Yeah, it was Wicklow direction.
Yeah.
Where they shot that big epic battle scene in Braveheart. And the director... part director was Mel Gibson. He was starring in it, but he was also producer director of Braveheart. But there's a scene where the all the Scots moon the English and they lift up their kilts and
That's
they wiggle
right,
their arse at them.
Yeah, yeah.
But when they shot that first scene, your man just went, cut, cut, cut. Your arses are too clean.
That's right. And he got them to skid down the hill.
They had to skid down the hill like you see a little Jack Russell cleaning its backside in the garden. So rather than putting like 800 lads through makeup, that was the one way.
Oh, well, there you go.
And so that's what they had to do. And then they were like, that's perfect. That's
actually a great story from Braveheart.
Great job. Of course, good times. This is Red FM. It's Red FM Breakfast with Casey. Vic is back after her gallivanting around Edinburgh. We were busy last week. Busy week last
Very
week,
good.
Now, I must say. We were doing more, should we say, public service broadcasting.
Nice.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Great.
Yeah.
Because we found a missing parrot.
Oh.
Yeah, we did. Honest to God. Claude has been on to me here on WhatsApp, Katie Jane.
Yes.
And you know, listen, I know the crack with pets. When pets go missing, there is nothing worse and there's nothing more distressing for a family if your doggy goes vanishing or the cat goes missing. But this one, this is a first for me. Can you help put out the word there, please? My parrot's gone missing in the city. my lovely little parrot, Blue. He's blue and went missing from home in Blarney Street yesterday evening. Clodagh, I have a grow and a love for parrots. I've always wanted one. Someday I will have a parrot. What's his name? Can anybody help us with finding the little blue fella? He's up and around Blarney Street. I don't know. How do you approach a parrot?
Does he answer to his name, Clodagh?
They pretty much would, wouldn't they?
I'd love to know. Or does he have a phrase that you could say to him?
Yeah.
And you'd know that was the parrot?
Can anybody help us track down Clodagh's parrot, please? 0868 104 106. Because when they go missing...
If we can find a car, we can find a parrot.
Oh, listen, that's very true.
You know?
I know
we're good at this. Like.
We may not have the Prendeville clout, but we'll do our best for you. 0868 104 106. Has anyone spotted a parrot up around Blarney Street yesterday? This reminds me of a very famous... This is the 5th year anniversary of the Liverpudlian parrot that went missing. Remember Chanel?
Chanel.
Yeah.
Please, everyone, share this. Me parrot just flew away on me gun. Chanel! Her name's Chanel. She's gone towards the canal, please. Everyone, please. Chanel! Please, everyone. Chanel!
Now, Chanel returned, as I hope this lovely little blue parrot will return.
I hope it's called Gucci.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah. Chanel the Parrot did return. Kelly, are you hearing anything else in that, no?
Am I hearing it?
Yeah, are you hearing anything in the Chanel shout?
Looking great, and name Chanel. Chanel!
Oh my God.
You're joking me.
I have someone on the phone.
Who's on the phone?
That's Clodagh.
Hello, Clodagh.
Hello.
Is this Clodagh who was crying yesterday?
It is.
Is this Clodagh whose little bird, Quack, a.k.a. Birdie Parrot, went missing yesterday?
We went missing Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
God. So you got in contact with the show yesterday morning.
I did.
And you were so upset. I know Katie Jane was asking you, would you come on the radio with us? But you were inconsolable yesterday.
I couldn't get words out.
Oh, yeah. I felt so awful for you, Clodagh. It was terrible.
Oh, my God. Anyway, have you any news?
I got a message last night that somebody had found a parrot in Fitzgerald Park and they brought it home with them.
Yes! Woo! Yes!
It's Birdie, is it?
It is.
Oh.
Photos and the tag and everything. So, yeah, I'm going to pick him up later this morning.
Oh, I'm delighted for you. After our campaign yesterday, I know Neil was talking about him and we, you know, we put it out there as much as we could, but somebody found him. He's got good taste in parks, hasn't he? I mean,
I can't believe he crossed the river, yeah.
Birdie, is Quack male or female? Sorry.
So I've never actually had him DNA tested, but I've had him 5 years and I've been calling him he, so
okay.
It's stuck.
Oh, right, so you'd have to actually test a bird.
Yeah, you'd have to get one of his feathers DNA tested for his breed. So,
they don't have little parrot peckers then, do they not?
Oh my God.
Not that are visible.
You think they would, you know? Excuse my ignorance.
Sorry about him, Clodagh.
No, listen, I know we're getting into the anatomy now of a parrot, and that's not what you're here to talk about. We're here to celebrate the return of your beautiful blue parrot. And do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're doing now, Clodagh? I am obsessed with parrots. I'm always talking about them. I always wanted one. Will you please bring him into us? Can you bring him into Red FM?
I can try. I'm not sure I want him to leave the house anymore.
You're collecting him later on. Somebody has found him in Fitzgerald's Park. How did they get him down out of a tree, or where did they find him?
No idea. I think he was desperate enough that he was looking for friends.
He walked over to somebody.
He did.
Poor little fellow was lost. I'm delighted you found him, and he's on his way back to you. But please bring him in. Does he talk?
He doesn't talk, but he does. He'll imitate the tone, but he doesn't have the words.
I love him already. I really want. I'd love to meet Quack.
Clodagh, you're bringing him in, okay? We'll talk to you next week. And have a lovely bank holiday weekend. Delighted we could
help
out.
Thank you very much.
Delighted for you.
Oh, that's great. Cheers. He's back. He's back, everybody. Morning.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
We have got 12 days until Cork versus Limerick. Another monster hurling match to look forward to. 11 days until the Eurovision Song Contest is happening in Switzerland. Clarkson's Farm Season 4 drops in 17 days. People are excited about this, Vic.
You are, aren't you?
I love it. I love it. 55 days until Wimbledon begins as well, as I head put the microphone.
Lads, we are pacing through the year, aren't we?
Where's the year going?
I don't know. I don't
this month will be gone and we'll be halfway through.
It'll be June. This month will be gone, it'll be June.
And then, like, seriously, summer just zips by. And then, before you know it,
we're at
Electric Picnic and then it's Christmas. Yeah. That's how it works.
Literally.
International No Diet Day today. That's International No Diet Day every day in my life.
It's me too. They picked the right day for me because I just got back from Edinburgh.
Yeah. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with George Clooney. Oh, what age is the old silver fox?
I'm going to say he's 62.
64.
Okay.
Yeah, the American actor, Mr. George Clooney. What was his doctor's name in ER? Yeah, the show that started it all for him.
I don't know, it's going to bug me now, but don't tell me.
0868104106, first person in gets a breakfast show mug,
nice.
A travel mug. Don't Google it. What was his name? What was George Clooney's name in ER? 0868104106.
Dr. Handsome.
Dr. Ridey Pants.
Yeah.
Doctor, have you by the ankles?
Oh, Kev, you're on the ball. Kev's on the ball. He has it. He's right.
Dr. Ross.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. But I should really be looking for the full name, though, right?
Dr. Ross.
Dr. Doug Ross.
Dr. Doug Ross.
Dr. Doug out of him.
Literally.
You said.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, what else is going on?
Oh, he was gorgeous in that, wasn't he?
He's still a good looking lad.
He is, yeah.
Did you see him playing baseball over the weekend?
No.
Yeah, he was like running around.
He's well able.
He was batting and basing. Well able. What's this sound, by the way? Something has died. It is the end of this. Okay. You will never see it again. What's that sound, Vic?
It's a messaging or it's a phone call.
Yeah, did you ever use Skype?
That's what it is. I couldn't put my finger on what it was.
Yeah, Microsoft has officially shut down Skype after two decades.
Yeah.
Skype was absolutely mind-blowingly revolutionary back in the day where you could, like, if anybody went away travelling around the world, you could Skype call them.
Yeah, now we have it on our phones.
Now literally you can sit on the jacks and talk to people. Yeah. Launched in 2003... Microsoft bought it in 2011 for $8.5 billion, but now they're turning Skype into Teams video. So,
okay.
So that's where they want everyone to go to Teams. So that's what's going on. This is an interesting story. Ladies, have you ever lied about your age when it comes to dating somebody or meeting somebody for the first time? People tend to go a little bit lower. But then if you end up in a serious relationship, you have to break it to them going, oh, by the way, I'm not 27, I'm 42. This is incredible. A man who's 26 years of age was dating a 27-year-old woman for 4 years.
Don't tell me he didn't tell her how old he was.
No, she told him that she was 27. She's 48.
Oh, no.
Now, how the hell did she pull that one off?
I don't know. She must have a really good plastic surgeon.
Yeah. 26-year-old man found out the woman he was dating for 4 years wasn't 27, was actually 47. She hit a 21-year age gap for the entirety of the relationship.
I don't know if you can do that, can you?
How?
So 20 years.
21 years in the difference and, I mean...
You'd surely notice.
I know, yeah. Well, like
all
her cultural references would have been about her love for the Rubik's Cube and Knight Rider. You know what I mean? She's either a time traveler or she's really 41. Oh my god!
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or 47, actually. Yeah.
Every time a 90s tune came on, she was giving it a sock.
Get down off the table.
He's like, sorry, what's that song?
Roy Keane has been talking to Ruud Gullit. Remember Ruud Gullit from Euro 88?
Yeah.
One of the best Dutch footballers of all time. Roy was having a chat to him about his slew of injuries through his career. But I love the little twist in the tale here.
Remember in the World Cup we met for breakfast? That time you caught me up when I was having breakfast. Mm. And obviously all the TV companies were staying in the same hotel, so we got on for breakfast. I bumped into Ruud, I obviously didn't know you. So we were chatting away, I'm being dead polite, and you spoke to me about injuries. He said, what's been the worst injury you had? He asked me, and I went, strange question. I said, you seem really interested. I went, my cruise ship. I said, then I had a hip operation, that set me back a little bit. And I said, what about you? And he said, I used to always get side strains. He was saying, I went, side strains? And he went, yeah, you know when you're lifting trophies?
As TikTok trends go, I love this one. The Whitney Houston challenge. Rory, I need you to call your name on the drum beat. Okay, yeah, all right. Okay. Rory's up first. I wish you
love. Roar.
Oh, yeah! Missed it. Yeah, missed it by a sec.
It was close though, yeah.
Yeah, very close. Okay, Victoria. I wish you love. Vic will come in next Tuesday now. No. You're the other side of the drum.
Yeah,
all right.
Sorry.
Kelly, the musical lady of the team. Yeah. I wish you love.
Kelly.
No! Very close. Very close.
Hard, isn't it? Because it's more than a count of eight, I think.
It's my turn. Let's see if I can get a fart sound effect in there. Okay, right. Here we go. All right. I wish you.
Well done.
Thank you.
So why isn't that the drum beat?
It should be from now on. I want a re-edit of I Will Always Love You. Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Tuesday morning, bit of showbiz. What have we got, Vic?
Okay, I'm going to kick off with some baby news first, celebrity baby news. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky have revealed that they're expecting their third child together. The couple already have two boys. But they took to the streets of New York and her photographer did a lovely kind of, rainy streets of New York video with the bump showing. to announce to the world that
she'll catch your death. You have to be careful like that when you're pregnant.
She's a fan of doing things like that. I think it was the first pregnancy. Do you remember? I think she wore a very revealing outfit with the bump just poking out through the
Oh, yeah, she'd like coming out of a sunroof.
That's right. Yeah, she likes a bit of that. So congratulations to them. Also, singer Anne Marie has announced that she has just welcomed her second child. So
how did that happen?
I don't know. That was with her rapper partner, Slow Tie. So they already have a little girl and she's just announced. She actually only made the news public in February. So she just announced that she just had the baby and they're all happy.
Slow Tie, Fast Tips. Congratulations. What else is...
Fast Tips is right. Everyone's talking about this massive Lady Gaga concert over the weekend. It was held in Brazil. It was actually held on Copacabana Beach. Apparently 2.1 million people attended.
I can't believe this was free.
This was
even if she charged a fiver a head, she would have made a killing. You know what I mean?
It was completely free. She's got enough money already by the looks of it. But
Fatboy Slim did something like this on Brighton Beach years ago. I think nearly a million people turned up for it. But
this is epic.
Oh my God.
Madonna, I think, is only the only other person to have held a similar concert in the same location, which was last year. Mm-hmm. There was a huge bomb threat that was thwarted, but overall it went down really, really well and fans were absolutely delighted to have her over in Brazil.
This is what 2.1 million people sound like. Now, the Pope pulled in a million people in Knock in Mayo back in the late 70s.
Right.
That was the biggest amount of people that ever gathered for anything at the time.
Yeah.
But just to see the drone shots of what 2.1 million people look like, it's just incredible.
Mind-blowing.
Now, I went to the whole technical end of it. How do you put up sound and lighting for 2.1 million people so everyone can enjoy the concert? Yeah. Your concern was?
Toilets.
Portaloos.
How many toilets are there? Are they going to be cleaned? Because it's, it's different for us, Casey.
Gets messy.
Ed Sheeran fans were treated as well over the bank holiday weekend to a surprise gig. He went to his old local, which is the Thomas Woolsey in Ipswich Town Centre. Mm-hmm. And he played his new single that's just been released called Old Phone. I'm feeling overwhelmed inside now. But all the friends I do not have left. Seeing how my family has fractured.
Everyone's going very folky these days, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Have you ever found an old phone and gone into the photographs and from like, 15, 16 years ago?
Yeah.
What was I wearing? Well, do you ever look at them and you look like an absolute, you twonk. What were you?
Yeah.
Get down off the pool table.
Yeah.
What was with the haircut?
So true.
The shoes. Oh my
Everything.
God. Welcome back after the bank holiday weekend. I know you're all grumpy and you got to go back to work, so it's time for a little bit of this. Morning, handsome.
Have you got a funny joke? What's apples now?
And Vic.
Only a red FM.
Take it away, buddy. What have you got for me?
What do you call a Viking that lost his boat?
What do you call a Viking that lost his boat? Okay.
Don't know.
A hiking.
Oh, my God. I woke up today with a face full of rice. I must have fallen asleep as my head hit the pillow.
Yes. I like that.
Thank you.
I do like that.
I was making up my wife on the couch. She said, do you want to take this to the bedroom? And I said, alright, I'll grab this end if you get the other.
Oh my God. Lads, what is Whitney Houston's favourite type of coordination?
I don't know.
Hand eye. Come on.
That's ridiculous.
My wife was looking at buying a pear tree and said they can grow 18 to 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I said I'd prefer if it grew pears.
Oh, God.
You're not getting a laugh out of that one. Lads, ladies, guess who I bumped into on the way to get my glasses fixed?
Who?
Everybody.
Yay! If you got a Tinder match in the Vatican right now...
Sorry, Rory.
If you got a Tinder match in the Vatican right now, it would mean that you found love in a popeless place.
That is brilliant.
That's absolutely brilliant. Oh, that wins hands down so far.
go on.
Oh my God. My wife is leaving me because I'm going bald. I'm not bothered. It's hair loss.
A man says to his wife, he says, honey, what do you want for your birthday? And she says, a divorce. He says, I wasn't planning on spending that much.
My daughter was doing history homework and asked me what I knew about Galileo. And I said, well, he's a poor boy from a poor family.
I saw a snake that was 3.14 metres long. Yeah. It was a python.
I tried mixing Mexican alcohol with 20th century literature last night. Yeah, yeah. I ended up with a tequila mockingbird.
That's good.
One more, Rory.
I brought my dog to the vet for a checkup. The vet says, I can see that Rex needs to go down in his treats. I said, sorry for the confusion, but my dog's name is Snoopy. I'm Rex. And the vet said, yeah, I know.
Oh. A friend of mine just got divorced. He and his ex-wife split the house. He got the outside. All right, Victoria, it's a tough one this morning. All right, who are you going with?
The winner is Rory for that pointless joke. It was the boat joke.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money. Hello, Derek. How are you, buddy?
Morning. How are we?
Oh, hi, Derek.
He's back for more, isn't he?
He is.
But what about little Darcy? I hope she's with you now today, is she?
She is, yes.
Hey. Hi, Darce.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
Are you going to school?
Yeah.
Boo.
I know, yeah.
Smelly school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, Daddy's going to win you €1,000 to spend on ice cream, okay?
Exactly.
Okay.
Ice cream and whatever else you want, you're going to get treated.
Oh, she's lactose intolerant. She can't have ice cream.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said your dad had a massive forehead.
Oh, she's lactose.
Yeah, he has one of them. He has one of them as well.
My dad has a massive forehead.
That's what I heard. Darcy, hang on there. Daddy's going to win the money. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Derek, Birds of a Feather is a current song by who?
Billie Eilish.
Ardal O'Hanlon played who in played what famous Irish priest? That's Father Dougal. Question number three. Where did Lady Gaga play to 2 million people over the weekend?
Brazil.
Question number four. What county is Michael Fassbender from? It's close.
Kerry.
Yeah. Question five. Who will Cork play next in hurling?
I don't know.
In about 16 days, up the road.
Kilkenny.
Question number six. What is the real name for the shaky bridge in Cork? It's kind of like a new
Daily
yeah, that'll bridge. Do, that'll do. Question seven. What is the name of the football team owned by David Beckham?
LA.
The other one. He bought another place. He played with LA Galaxy.
That's
but
right.
Bought think
Miami.
Of a Will Smith song like Miami. Yeah. Question eight. Helen Flanagan played who in Coronation Street? Oh, I'm so sorry, Derek and Darcy. It's Darcy, I'm upset for real.
I know. Yeah. Poor old Darcy. Sorry, Darcy.
Darcy, do you know what? This is a lesson in your daddy trying his best, and he didn't quite get there, but you still love him anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Aww.
All right. Derek, you owe the child a grand.
I know, yeah. I owe more than that.
Listen, Derek and Darcy, thank you so much. Lovely to hear from you both. You've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and we'll have you both back again very soon, okay?
No, thank you.
Well done, gang.
Derek's like, last you'll ever hear of me. Yeah. I'm never coming near you again.
He will.
I'm retiring. I'm officially
retiring. You are not retiring, you messer. Go on, see you soon, lads. Have a lovely week. Bye. Bye. Bye, Darcy. Bye, 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 bye. It's Derek Buckley and Darcy Buckley on the way to school. Roy Keane said what to you?
Well, I was at the Cork City match on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was commentating, and I needed a cup of tea before commentating just to, you know, lubricate the voice and stuff.
Absolutely.
So I ran in to get a cup of tea. And as I was running out the door, I saw a packet of Jaffa Cakes on the table.
Okay. It's illegal to leave them there, you know.
And I said, you know what, I'm going to have me some of them Jaffa cakes. So I put my hand into the Jaffa cakes and all her words, ha, you can't take them, they're mine, ha ha. And I looked up and it's Roy Keane giving me the death stare. And I did what any man would do in that situation.
Slide and tackle.
Pooped my pants slightly. Okay. And I just about recovered to go, oh, I don't mind now, kid. And I legged it.
With the Jaffa cakes.
Did you take the Jaffa cakes?
Of course I took the Jaffa cakes.
Nice.
Yeah,
mine,
no.
Yeah.
So thanks to Jaffa cakes, Roy, for listening.
Nice.
So Roy's a Jaffa man.
There you go.
There you go now.
Full moon, half moon, total eclipse.
Are they cakes or biscuits, though, lads?
They're biscuits.
They're cakes.
Well, I suppose the name's in there. The clue's in the name.
But we see, what are they, though?
I'm still eating them, no matter what.
You're not dipping it in a tea.
Oh, you are.
Oh, you can.
Soggy. No way.
Good old soggy Jaffa.
No.
No, you're not feeling it?
No.
Vic's back, everybody.
Yeah.
We missed you terribly.
Aww.
Back from gallivanting. She went over to Edinburgh on her own.
Nice.
I did.
She went over there and she was hanging around. And Vic being Vic, was doing a bit of sightseeing and just getting to know the locals and whatnot.
Yeah.
Now, Vic stood out on the road to take a video of a man playing the bagpipes.
Yes.
And then she sent me the WhatsApp video of what had happened. Listen. What did you do?
You stood out in the road.
Stood out in front of a taxi.
Oh wow. Did you get screamed at by a Scottish taxi man?
Yeah, absolutely. Not only did I get screamed at, he literally just rested his hand on the horn for about 3 minutes. I was so embarrassed. In the video, you could just see my phone. It starts at the bagpiper and it ends up on the pavement.
You wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of them, I'd say. He's angry.
Trust me, yeah. He was playing Auld Lang Syne, you see.
I see, yeah. I mean, if you're going to die, look good, go listen to that song. Yeah. If you're going to go on the bonnet of a car in Edinburgh.
Yeah, yeah.
But she brought me back a present because I'm her favourite, okay?
They're not bagpipes, please.
Not bagpipes, no.
Thank God for that.
I should have done, actually.
No. So
she was in a gift shop and she's seen, you know, the coat of arms, crest of arms, yeah, family explanations for surnames. So she found a little book with Cunningham written on it. So for my fellow Cunningham clan in Cork and Munster, here is the origins of our name, as brought home from Edinburgh by Victoria Nichols. Cunning has also been taken to mean cooney or rabbit, and is perhaps significant in the arms of the Cunningham clan. It derives from the word cnidach, meaning grim-headed or ugly.
That sounds about right, Jeff.
Is that why you brought it back?
The first thing I read when I open that. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Cheers.
With KC, love waking up in Cork.
This is a lesson in life, really. If you're in the food game, pay attention.
Oh, jelly and custard.
This is interesting. A pub in the UK has been ordered to pay an Irish family €88,000 in Johnny Cash after false Dine and Dash accusations. So they falsely accused this Irish family of legging it from a €176 bill.
Yeah.
And they did what a lot of people do. You know the shame tactics of putting up CCTV footage and then putting up posts going, this family, disgraceful, we're trying to run a business. I know it happens legitimately a lot. People do leg it. I mean, it is. You see it all the time. And they do. They'll put up footage or they'll threaten to do it.
Yeah.
And say, we have you on CCTV. Come back and pay the bill or else we'll put it up on social media. So this backfired spectacularly.
Okay.
For this particular UK pub, because the family had a ribeye, couple of other main courses, they had desserts and a few drinks. The bill was about €176 for the whole family.
Right.
Somebody went up and paid it, came back down, but whatever happened, the staff member didn't ring it through.
Oh, lads.
And it didn't come up on the system. So they went straight to social media with the video of the family plainly identified, right across Facebook, picked up by newspapers, shaming this Irish family, and turns out it was paid, And that 176 bill has turned into a check for 88,000 euro in cash for reputation damage and defamation. So if you're in the food business, just double check everything because that's a costly mistake, lads. Welcome back, everyone, after the bank holiday on an absolutely stunning Tuesday morning. Love it. Cork Opera House celebrating 170 years of entertainment this year. And if the venue has a special place in your memories, and look, I think 90% of you out there have been at something at the Opera House. This is a building, it's so steeped in history in Cork, especially since it was burnt to the ground.
That's right, yeah, in Cork.
During the famous burning of Cork City. But rebuilt. It was a very different building back then before it was. They had to redesign the whole thing.
Yeah.
But we'd be lost without it if we didn't have it in the middle of the city for the amount of events that it hosts. But they're doing a thing called the Send It Home campaign. They've launched a project inviting Cork's public and Corkonians further afield to share their personal connections to the place.
I love that.
It might be the first place that you ever performed on stage. It might be a place you've seen your favourite act. Did you? Were you there for the Chippendales? Did you get a G-string in the face? Whatever your connection to the Cork Opera House, the Send It Home campaign. It's a global celebration of Cork's iconic venue, sponsored by Pure Cork and Fáilte Ireland. And they're looking for... Have you got any Opera House memorabilia or programmes or photographs? They're looking for all of that kind of stuff, even stories and experiences. So have a look at the Cork Opera House website, and I'm sure it'll get you more details on that. If you want to get involved, the focal points of this historic project will revolve around drop-off weekends on Sunday, May 11th and Sunday, May 25th, where Cork's public are invited to bring in memorabilia, programmes, posters, photographs and letters and other historical
items.
That's
a great initiative. It's brilliant.
So if you want to be part of the Send It Home campaign, you'll find out more on the website. Okay, so good luck with that. That is taking place. CorkOperaHouse.ie/sendithome is the email address or the web link. So have a look online. Yeah, get all the details. What's the best thing you ever seen in the Opera House?
Oh, it has to be the pantos.
Pantos are amazing.
They're so good. I've seen a couple of other things, but for me, it's always the pantos that stand out. Yeah.
I remember I went to see Patrick Keelty there when he was doing a comedy show.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep.
Oh dear.
Up the top, they had the heating on. It was too warm. I've been up very early that day. No reflection on Patrick's comedy. It was a good show. Anyway, have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Neil Prendeville in minutes.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.